Hello, I'm Jane Evans, and on this part of Chatterbox, Tony Stimpson and I will have more news stories and our weekly information desk and a second feature. But we begin with more news from round and about Norwich.
In this part, an adventure park celebrates its 10th birthday, and the Norwich Food and Drink Festival, with its popular Battle of the Burgers, looks forward to starting its 13th year in mid-June. We begin with the story of a Norwich man who has faced many challenges in his life and plans to face one more.
He's planning to climb the tallest freestanding mountain on Earth, Mount Kilimanjaro. But this is by no means the first hurdle that Marcus Kilpatrick of Mile Cross Lane in Norwich has ever faced. The 40-year-old was an army mechanic for about 12 years, serving in Afghanistan in 2006. And after returning home, Mr. Kilpatrick's relationship broke down and he was left homeless in London with only his car for shelter, which he said was a low point of his life. Mr. Kilpatrick said, "You do feel very alone. I guess I was thinking quite selfishly back then. It was all about me trying to survive." He was then taken in by a Good Samaritan, and after his story was featured in a national newspaper, he was offered a room and managed to find a job. Mr. Kilpatrick then transformed his life, becoming a Christian, buying a home in Norwich and getting married. Mr. Kilpatrick said the experience had made him grateful for everything he had. Now he's giving something back by climbing Africa's highest peak for Christian aid to raise money for refugees. He said, "Now to be married and have all the stuff I've got, it makes you think about the people that don't have it."
The Norwich Food and Drink Festival, now in its 13th year, is back on June the 18th with perennial family favourites including the Battle of the Bangers, in which the public can sample 10 of the county's best sausages and vote for their favourite bites. Brewer Adnams will also be creating a beer garden in the amphitheatre outside the Forum in Bethel Street and will host a producer's street market, and there will be a cookery demonstration theatre featuring former Great British Bake Off contestant Kate Barmby from Brook. Organiser Norfolk Food and Drink Limited has also planned fun and engaging activities for families as well as live music for the free-to-attend festival, which last year attracted more than 5,000 visitors. There will be some road closures as the festival, which will be opened officially by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Councillor David Pullman, expands from the Forum into Bethel Street and St Peter Street. As well as headline event sponsor Cousins Hardy Solicitors, Norfolk Food and Drink is also working in partnership with the Norwich Business Improvement District to encourage food and drink businesses in Norwich to take part in the event, so the festival can celebrate food and drink across the whole of the city centre.
There were certainly surprises to be had as flocks of people made the journey into the woods at one of Norfolk's most popular tourist attractions. Set in the heart of Hoveton's natural woodland near to Wroxham, visitors joined together to celebrate the 10th birthday of Bewilderwood, the curious treehouse adventure park. Creator Tom Blofeld was on hand with the attraction's Twiggle team, as well as popular faces such as Swampy the Marsh Boggle and Mildred the Crocklebog. Speaking at the event, Mr. Blofeld said, "Somehow, without realising it, we made something that's probably the best in the world in its category. Of course, it's not a huge category, but it's still the best." As part of the celebrations, frolicking fun and copious amounts of cake, there were also big announcement plans. On May the 9th, Bewilderwood gained planning permission for a second site to build another adventure park. The £5 million investment will be aimed at families and will be set in the historic Chumley Castle grounds in South Cheshire. This will be Bewilderwood's second site in England and will run alongside the award-winning branch in Norfolk.
Speciality coffee brewer Coffra has opened a new cafe at the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts. The coffee company, based in Unthank Road, Norwich, has taken over the former East End Cafe situated behind the Art Gallery's reception desk. A range of speciality coffees from some of the world's most renowned roasters will be available, along with other coffee products and limited edition takeaway coffee cups. The brewing team are also working on a special blend which will be unique to the centre. Coffra founder José de León Guzmán said, "We have enjoyed the custom and enthusiastic support of many members of both UEA staff and students at our Norwich premises, which is going from strength to strength. Ghislaine Wood, Sainsbury Centre's deputy director, added, "Cofra Coffee is arguably the best in Norwich, and we look forward to working in partnership with Jose and his team."